I'm here on a job site with Tim, who owns his own electrical contracting business.
3 employees and 2 work trucks.
Tim traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance. We're positively here where he needs us most.
They sure are.
With step-by-step help on all his insurance needs, all for shockingly low rates.
Shockingly low, huh?
It's just a little bit of electrician humour. Do you get it?
I got it.
You know, it feels like we have a real connection. All right, I'll stop.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Now, if you're looking for a new series to watch, movie to go to, podcast to listen to, Spin's Katie Gallagher is with me in studio with everything you don't want to miss this week. How's things?
Oh, it's good. How are you?
I'm not too bad at all. You're here to tell us about, this documentary.
There's way more good people than there are bad. But that's evil in our land.
911, what's your emergency?
I need an ambulance because I started having my baby.
She's carrying the baby in her lap.
Does it look like she had a baby?
It doesn't?
No.
She just... No.
I don't know what anybody wants me to talk about.
Where'd this baby come from?
It's mine!
Damn bitch.
Yeah, so that's Maternal Instinct. It's on Netflix and it's a film documentary.
Right.
This true story. Don't know if you've have heard of it, but this is the story.
I've seen it advertised, but I haven't watched it yet.
Yeah, it's a tight watch, but it's shocking and, you know, gut-wrenching and you really, you don't even know what's going to happen, but you kind of do. It's the story of the youngest woman on death row in Texas. So this is where it ends up. This is how it goes. But it's a story, it starts off there, you heard the tape of a Texas state trooper pulling over a woman driving mad on the highway in 2020. They pull her over, she claims she's given birth. She has a baby in her hand and she's saying that she's just given birth. I need to get to the hospital. It turns out a twisted, unthinkable, grisly murder case unravels. It's a woman who obviously has a lot of issues, mental health issues, but her web of lies and the lengths she'll go to get what she wants. She ends up in a relationship with this man, falls madly in love. She's pregnant. She says she's from this big wealthy family. She's coming. She's buying them everything left, right and centre. And suddenly then repossession trucks are turning up at the door. And soon people are saying, you know, it doesn't add up. She can't be pregnant. She's had a hysterectomy. Her friends are coming out of the woodwork saying this isn't true. His family are starting to see little things that couldn't be right, coming to him saying this woman has to be lying. There's no way she's truthful. And it just unravels into this really, really heartbreaking, unthinkable crime.
It's very recent as well.
Recent. Yeah, recent. And as well, it was one that I kind of thought, wait, did I see anything about this? But we probably did see the news about it around 2020. But also that was a year where everything nearly went over the head. But it's just out on Netflix, just landed there on the 12th. So over the weekend. So put it on, honestly, not knowing where it was going to go. I actually only finished it this morning and I can't stop thinking about it since.
Really?
It's one of those that just sits because honestly, during it, it's kind of the storytelling. It's people's first accounts, the people that were involved. Like even this woman's mother who died, she's telling the whole narrative the whole way. And it isn't until the moment they kind of explain what actually happened near the end that it all just comes to light. But
it's a one-off episode. One-off, so it's more like a movie, really,
isn't
it?
It's 90 minutes, yeah.
Okay,
it's
about
an hour and a half documentary film kind of thing. But just landed to Netflix. Definitely worth a watch. I would say just tread with caution. You know, I would say there's definitely some very sensitive topics in there, but definitely an interest in
worth
if you're kind of into the true crime and delving into that
story. So that's Maternal Instinct.
Netflix.
On Netflix,
yeah.
Just dropped over the weekend and it'll take 90 minutes of your time. But I take you're saying it's one to watch.
It's one to watch. A heroine watch, but one to watch, yeah.
If you're looking for something a little bit lighter.
To the first Friday night in our first London house. This girl is my childhood sweetheart.
Who's it from?
Who do you think?
I just got a boyfriend.
Nothing will change, Maggie.
That's only a thing people say when everything's changing.
You have always been my most important person.
I don't know if we should be that to each other anymore.
That's Everything I Know About Love on Netflix as well. Just landed to Netflix. This is based on the best-selling memoir, The Book, by Dolly Alderton. I don't know if you've read it. I read it years ago. And then when I saw this come to Netflix, I was like, I know the name. I've seen that before. And I'm one of those people that I nearly forget everything from a book, so it's great if it comes to TV. I actually would forget everything that's happening. And as this happened, I was thinking, I do know this. And it is. It's that story. It's based, the TV adaptation of that book. So if you loved that book, this is on Netflix now. Yeah, so it's a mini-series. It follows the stories of 20-something Maggie and her friends, and they've moved into their London house share, and they've got their big girl jobs, and they're kind of transitioning from that school friends to uni friends to now life's kind of getting in the way. They're getting boyfriends. They're getting real jobs. The kind of complexities that comes at adulthood and how you nearly outgrow each other just the way things go. And it's not like the romantic relationships aren't the forefront here. It's definitely those friendships and how the kind of nigs and tugs that pull you all the different directions, and the heartbreak actually of when they fizzle out. And it just follows these girls in their 20s in London, that kind of era. It's fun, it's nostalgia. Yeah. But it's also that thing that I think all of us have probably at some point gone through, that coming of age thing of everyone's life kind of goes on and you kind of to see where you fit and
there's
where you navigate.
Change.
And there's a lot of change, and it's her memoir, so it's very personal to her. And something, you know, she said she kind of wanted it to be more the nostalgia thing and the girly kind of gang thing and your friends groups when you're growing up, but it's definitely the kind of platonic love, your friendships, your core group.
So it's just a bit of light, easy watching comedy.
About half an hour each one, easy watch comedy, drama, a little bit sad. Like it's one of those, like I would say, kind of normal people, but instead of romance, friendships.
Yeah. Sometimes you need a bit of that.
And sometimes you need that Netflix. So yeah, 7 episodes, easy watch. I watched it there, I'd say, over the 2 nights.
That's Everything I Know About Love. If you're looking for a podcast recommendation this week.
Nicola, tell us your favourite way to eat eggs.
Eggs fried, currently.
Okay, favourite form of potato?
Roast.
What is your favourite herb?
Coriander. Oh.
Dish you miss the most when you're away from home?
Curry chips.
Name the best crisp.
Potatoes.
Flavour?
Potatoes, salt and vinegar.
Yeah. Favourite beverage, hot or cold?
I can't believe how good water is. Do you only have it and you're like...
Oh, you're like, wow, it's good.
That's kind of true too about water. Sometimes I'm surprised by God, I haven't had this in a long time. Dish. So that's Dish, the
podcast.
This is
a great podcast.
I love this.
I've listened to a few episodes of this.
I would say this is the perfect blend of if you're a foodie or if you just kind of like to hear these funny stories of chefs. Nothing brings people together like food. So this is the perfect blend. Nick Grimshaw and Michelin star chef Angela Hartnett. So she used to work for Gordon Ramsay in the big restaurants. So I'm also a big foodie in that regard.
I love the TV show. I love all that.
They come on with celebrity guests and they like that quiz them on their favourite foods. They do that quickfire round, but they also kind of get their tales and their memories through food and some of their favourite dishes from when they were growing up, where they're from. They've so many celebs. So that was Nicola Coughlan. So there was the curry chips and the potatoes you'd hear there. That she'd Niall Horan, Louis Theroux.
I've listened to the Niall Horan, Gordon Ramsay and Dua Lipa. What is Dua Lipa's dirty chipper on a Friday night?
Like, but I even just like to know what you have for breakfast.
Yeah. What does she cook? Like, what's her dinner party dish like?
And she's a foodie. She does the ice cream with the salt and the olive oil and stuff.
She's by all accounts, she seems like a great cook.
She seems like a great cook. And this is it. I think so many people also, when they go home, celebs especially, I suppose it's the place where they are kind of in their most normal selves, is when they go home and maybe cook a meal. And all of us, I think, nearly assume there's no way they even do any of that.
Yeah.
So sometimes when they go on this and they say, oh, I make my toast this way, I'm like, oh my God, I love that. That's the best thing ever. Because I'm like, oh my God, you have butter in your toast. You know, it's
like
just,
the time
it
was revealed that Victoria Beckham only eats steamed fish and broccoli.
Well, that was depressing.
Day.
Yeah, I know. Like, I don't want to hear that actually, really, to be honest. But the rest of this, like, I love the food. And also Angela prepares something that they love, a dish. So if you want to watch the podcast, because it's one of these podcasts that I suppose has turned the other way where it's on YouTube a lot, so you can watch it as well,
and
like
it's
an episode.
Food isn't something that translates well to radio or podcast, actually. So
no.
The fact they've managed to make this work,
they
I
have,
think says a
and
lot.
It seems like the who's who of Hollywood and just the world of celebs wants to be on this, because every single release or, you know, media trail that's happening, they're on this podcast. They seem, I would say that they actually probably have people reach out to them than they reach out to them. I assume from just the clientele they get, from this. Stanley Tucci on it, like Shania Twain, Richard E. Grant, like I love to see, like they're the people that I want to see. What are you eating day to day? And also, what's, like you said, what's your kind of, you know, guilty pleasure?
Yeah. So this is your dish, is your podcast recommendation for the week. If you're looking for something to go to.
So that's Codeline. They're on their farewell tour. They're doing their last few gigs. This is a big bumper weekend, I will say, for concerts. But up there is Codeline. They are playing this weekend, Friday and Saturday nights. They're playing. They are on, as I say, their farewell gigs. So if you got a ticket to this, you're doing very well.
It's Cork, isn't it, on Friday?
Park. And then Dublin, on Saturday, Malahide. So it's one of those gigs that I would say I'm not going to be there. I'm going to be in Liverpool, but even that pulls the heartstrings here and there, because I've seen them so many times over the years. I've definitely seen them at Sea Sessions. I've seen them in the Olympia, which was gorgeous. They actually really suit a thing like that. But it's one of those things now. I'm thinking, is that the last time you're going to hear that live? Now, I don't know if it will be, but it is their farewell concerts. So if you got a ticket to that this weekend, I would say you're in for a treat.
I know a lot of people for this.
Yeah.
She's having a real moment.
Oh, a moment. She had to move her gigs to facilitate.
There was so much demand.
She was supposed to be in Fairview. So then they moved it to Marley because there was so much demand. So Marley Park this weekend, Saturday and Sunday. Again, the place to be. I am going to be absolutely raging seeing this online. It just happened. It happened that everything is on this weekend. Donegal, don't talk about it. Everything's happened this weekend and I'm in Liverpool. So anyway, everything's happening. So anyone that's at this again, I'm extremely jealous of. The Man I Need, the song of the I was going to say summer, but it was nearly
earlier.
The year. It's going to be amazing. I've seen so many videos of her in concert and she often brings people on. So even I know people love to do that in Dublin. I'd wonder if she'd bring anyone on. She's songs with Sam Fender. She's brilliant. So that's Saturday and Sunday.
And in Marley Park.
Huge demand for this. They had to move it. So
Katie Gallagher, thanks a million from Spin. Thank you so much for joining us here today. Plenty of things you don't want to miss this week.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.